Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. I had just returned from a three-week vacation in South America in the Falkland Islands. In three countries I visited, there is significant political turmoil. In Brazil, political infighting is so extreme that the nation's president has left his own political party to begin a brand new one. There was a large political rally for him about a block down from my hotel on Copacabana Beach in Rio de Janeiro when I was there. In Argentina, former President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner, who succeeded her husband to that office, had continued to impose policies that devastated that country's economy. Her performance was so poor, where she first unsuccessfully tried to raise taxes on farmers and then failed to remove the head of the central bank, that eventually even her union and teacher political base turned against her. She and her husband were repeatedly investigated for financial corruption, with one prosecutor dying under suspicious circumstances. A draft of an arrest warrant for Kirchner that was to have been filed the next day was found among his papers. Kirchner was replaced in elections 2 years ago by Mauricio Macri, her political opponent, who also found himself unable to halt the sharp decline in the economy and of the Argentinian peso. As a result, in elections 2 months ago, the presidential ticket with Cristina Kirchner running for vice president defeated Macri. Argentina continues to be a political basket case. In Chile, the government raised subway fares in the capital of Santiago in mid-October. This sparked mass fare evasion by students. As protests expanded, 17 subway stations were burned down. The protests have since expanded nationwide to reflect overall unrest with rising consumer prices, stagnant incomes, and unfunded liabilities for pensions. Protesters want President Piñera to resign. One demonstration included over 1 million participants. Already, at least 26 people have died in protests, and thousands have been injured or arrested. Sadly, there is graffiti all over the walls and monuments of the three Chilean cities I visited. I wish I could say things were different in America. Instead, I think what I saw in South America is an omen of what is developing here. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.